The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy!
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Mem Vav. We're holding on the last line of Mem Hei Amid Beit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Akol Modim. Even though we have a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas as to which is ma'akev which, is it the lechem that's ma'akev the kvasim, or is it the kvasim that's ma'akev the lechem? Both agree that there are circumstances where they're definitely ma'akev each other, and one without the other is a no-go. That in what case would that be? She'im huskeku zelezeh. If something happened to make them interrelated, then even if something happens to one of them, the other one is now no longer kosher. And therefore, we need to search out what that would be. So what is clearly the Zika Shel? Now we'll see, there may be other Zika, and of course we know what we suspect. And that was just as we saw the difference between the V'ikraftim al halechem, all of those behemoth that were olot, the seven kvasim, and the two elim, and the par, those olot, we said, were not ma'akev. And yet, the kvasim were ma'akev. Later we're going to say, because the fact is that they're the only ones in which it says, ve'nifa kwenotam al lechem ha'bikurim, so that the shlamim, the shalmei tzibur, requires tenufa with the lechem. And we would suspect that, the moment you do that, they're already linked. The truth is that the Gemara is not prepared to say that. The later event, which is Shechita, that if the Lechem was around at the time of the Shechita Takeves, then if anything happens to one or the other, then neither of them can be brought. So if the, let's say the Lechem is possible, there's lost, or the Keves is possible, they're lost, then the other one is Yetzel Bet Asrifa. So we assume that it's the Shechita at this point. Now, Ula reports, Omar Ula, that in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to know, how about Tnufa? Bolba Ma'arava. Tnufa, Osazika, we know Osazika. I mean, the truth is that one would think that the Torah points to the Heinifa Koinotam as the first moment of deep interrelation between the two. Maybe that's sufficient. That, of course, comes before Shechita. That's while they're still alive. So is the tnufa considered to be enough to create the zika so that one is dependent on the kashrut of the other or not? Well, I mean, can't we read that from the very words of Rabbi Yochanan? The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, shchita osa zika. Okay, I mean, if you're talking about shchita, which is a later stage, it seems quite clear that tnufa ina osa zika. No, that's our question. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan may be saying, look, I certainly know that shchita is osa zika. I don't know about Tanuf, so that's our question. Do we say, Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Kamibayli, Mifshat Shchita Leila Rabbi Yochanan? So is this the Kabbalah that he had, that Shchita and only Shchita is also Zika, but Tanufa is Enos Zika? Or maybe he's just saying, look, I know that Shchita Pshitale is also Zika. Tanufa, I'm not ready to commit myself, because I too is Mesupa. Take it. Omele Revira Barchanina, Leravuna, Breda Rav Yehoshua. I don't understand what the question is over here. I'm completely confused. Is it not true that Rabbi Akiva and Ben Anas argued yesterday in the Mishnah? We said that the thing that they were arguing about was how to understand the pasuk about Kodesh Yula Hashem LaKohen, right? That was the question. Kodesh Yula Hashem LaKohen, is that something that's kuloi to the Kohen? It's the Lechem? Or does it mean it's the kvasim, because it has to be some part of it goes to the Kohen, some part of it goes to Hashem. That was, when does that take place, for God's sake? That's after Shechita. That's the very last stage. So certainly, I mean, how we ask about Tanufa, right? I mean, that's certainly talking about after Tanufa. You're saying, you started off Hakol Modim. In other words, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Anas, they're both Modeh. Of course, if they were Huskekula Zelazah, then each one is Ma'akiv on the other. So what the heck is the Machlokas about in the Posek, which is after the putative Zika? Do you see clearly that there was not even a tzad to say that Tanufa is Zika? What are you talking about? talking about? So what do you think is the Zika, for heaven's sakes? What? You're saying it's after Tenufa, and it's not after Shrita? It's after Shrita also. If we're already holding by giving it to the Kohen, so clearly it's finished. Now we've got a piece of meat in front of us and a piece of lechem in front of us. No. So that's at the end of the whole process. Why didn't you say, nope, the whole idea is wrong, there's no Zika? Obviously, you're also agreeing that there's Zika. Elamayit lach lemeimar. The only way to understand that if the machloket has to do with that pasuk, Lashem lakohen, it means that now looking back at what happened initially that would result in the Kodesh Yeh Lashem lakohen. That's the question. What do we look at that is meant, that absolutely must go to the Kohen? Is it the keves, or is it the kvasim, or is it the lechem? That's the question. It's not that we're literally looking at that moment. We're going back mi'ikara koi. Now, do I know how far back that mi'ikara? Is it before Shechita? Is it before Tenufa? Now, that's the question we're raising. But there's no possible way of understanding the nature of Zika and still learn that that pasuk is a reference to the time itself that we're giving it to the Kohen. So the idea of Kodesh Yula Shema Kohen is now looking ahead. The Varsha Sofola Kohen, that's the only way to understand it. That the Iker Korban, depending on whether you learn it's the Kosim or the Lechem, that's fine. But whatever it is, it's the thing that at the end must be given to the Kohen. So then if that's the case, that could be by Terufa too. Now therefore, that's irrelevant. The Pasuk is not a reference to the time that is given to the Kohen. It's a reference to the purpose of the thing that is meant to be given to the Kohen. Yeah, but you're saying everybody agrees that Shechita is also Zika. How is Shechita also Zika? I mean, we've got like the classic case. Classic case is every single Korban Todah is brought with Lechem, right? And yet it says beferish that v'raminu ad shalosh achta nifras lachma, that if before you shech the korban teda, and the lechem is only kodesh with the shechita of the lechem tod. So if before the shechita the lechem was broken, and now it's not going to be mikudash, so bring another lechem, fine. So bring another set, yavi lechem acher, and now do the shechita. The moment that you were shocheted, and then nifras lachma, so the halach is hadam yizareh, you could still have a kosher korban. Habasar yachel, the thing is that since the bringer of the korban, by definition, the todah is brought as a neder, so I should say by definition, you bring it as a nedava, but if you went ahead and made a neder to bring a todah, what I meant is no chiyuv to bring the todah. We went ahead and made an edit to bring the todah. You weren't yotze, because part of the commitment to bringing a todah is to bring the lechem. I didn't bring the lechem in this case because it was shechted on lechem that was pasul. So that would be no good. And that's the case. The lechem is pasul. And so, lo yotze lechem pasul. Now, suppose the dam was already in Israel, so then you finished your yitz already. You finished whatever you needed to do. So the din is over there, Yurik, but you still have some posel lechem. Okay, so what? But that lechem is already kodesh, everything is fine. Now it's the carbon is brought already. The only thing that's left is to take off the truma to give to the kohen for the lechem. One of each set. Okay, so fine, so just make sure if you're going to take off the truma, take the truma off from the nice lechem that wasn't broken. So toreim min hashalem ala parus, because that's the Torah specifies achat alechem achat, and that means you can't take a piece. All right. Now, how about that's in terms of breaking? How about in terms of yotze? Ad shelo shachta, before shechita the lechem was yotze. So bring it back in, because there's no psul of yotze until it's mekudash, and the mekudash is the shechita tazevach. So bring it back in, and now do the shechita. How about if you already shechted the zevach and the lechem was yotze? So the dam, you're zorek. Now, notice that in both of these cases, we're going to be zorek the dam, despite the fact that the lechem is possible. Now, you're saying, I mean, there isn't anything that is more zokuk one to another, I would think, than the toda and the lechem. I mean, it's part of the whole lachme teda. I mean, you can't get more single carbonized. That's what a teda is. It's a carbonized shlomim with a lechem, right? So memela, Nonetheless, nobody's suggesting, oh, Torah's no good. The Torah's fine. You didn't bring your lechem, so you weren't yotzei your neder, but certainly you would eat it, you would bring it. I mean, here you're claiming, throw it out, burn it. But why in the world would we do that? Just because we shechted it. And here too, with the yotzei, v'yedei nidro lo yatsa, v'halakha pasul. Now, if lamaisa already there was rikas hadam, and then you've got this problem of yotzei, so if any of the lechem wasn't yotzei, then be torah mimasha bifnim al masha b'chutz, because you need to give the kosher lechem to the kohen, and fine. Now, how about when it comes to tumah, okay? We've talked about the problem of nifras. We've talked about the problem of yotzei. Tumah is different, because with tumah we have the tzitz. So the tzitz makes things now. It's going to be maratza, even in the other cases where nifsal the lechem, here it was maratza. So therefore, if, starting again from the beginning, if before shechitat shel nishra nitma lachma, okay, bring out the lechem. You didn't do the shechita yet. So maybe lechem acher, v'shochet. If mishishachta nitma lachma, okay, do the dam, do the zrika, the boser ziachel, and in this case you were even yotzei the neder, because tzitz is meratza latuma. Obviously it doesn't mean you can eat tuma, just like it didn't mean by any zeva. The lechem is pasul. Nizrak adam, tori minator latame. Now, again, I mean, you see clearly that it's the shechita that creates the kedusha of the lechem here. And yet, if anything happens to the lechem, it does not affect the Torah kiyuze. Now, why are you telling me over here? I mean, basically what we have is a glorified Torah. You're bringing a shlomim, kivsi atzeret, with attached lechem, the shtei lechem on shvuot, which is a tzibur version of an individual's korban teda, where you bring a shlomim, which we call a teda, because there's lachmei teda associated with it. So why is it that shechita, in both cases shechita you're saying, is essential, as the matir, whatever you want. That's true about lachmei teda too. Does that mean that the teda becomes pasul just because the lechem is pasul? And you're claiming that this new halach of zika, which is actually an ancient halach that we see by the korban teda, works in both directions. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Akiva, bananas. You can't bring the keves if the lechem isn't kosher once they were already zakukin. Maybe even mitnufa, but certainly b'shchita. Now, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me, yisagadaita, shchita osa zika, and we're all agreed that by the Toda, the uskagula zeleza b'shchita. So then, why does it say, oh, that the Toda is fine, no problem, the only problem is with the lechem, and that's an issue as to whether the guy who brings the Toda is going to need to bring another Toda or not. But there's nobody who suggests that maybe the Torah should be pasul because it was niskak with the shechita to the lechem. We should say, says kivan shuutz kuzel is a b'shechita, then if selei lechem, by your rules, if the lechem is pasul, then the Torah is pasul. So ti pasul nami Torah? Answers the Gemara remarkably, the Teda is restated as being a shlamim. Because when it says, al chalot lechem kametz yakriv korbano, al zevach todat shelamav. Todat shelamav. You said, imal todah yakriven. That's to say, al zevach todah. Why are you saying shelamav? To tell me that if anything happened to that lechem, it's still called a shlamim. So what you're left with, a todah sans lechem, is a shlamim. It's very simple. And therefore, you treat it like you would a normal carbon shlamim. Since that does not appear, anything similar to that, with the shtei halechem, with this new carbon of kivsei atzeret, we're stuck with the zika that is now mutual, and if one is pasul, the other is pasul. So therefore, your initial assumption that the shtei halechem and the shtei kivsei atzeret unit is exactly the same as a teda and lachmei teda unit is simply not so. Omer of Yirmiyah. Let me tell you something, that if, in fact, I mean, I know we didn't decide this issue, but if it turns out that Tnufa is indeed sufficient to create this Zika, then the halacha would be that if you did the Tnufa, and after the Tnufa, the Lechem was lost, then Avdu Kvasim, and Avdu Kvasim, Avad Halecha. But if we're going to agree that Tnufa is not Osa Zika, then the din would be like this. If you bring the lechem and the kvasim, and they were hunaf together, And then Avad Halecha. My question is, you're left now with kvasim that were already hunfu, with lechem that doesn't exist, except now in a new form. The new form of the lechem was never hunaf together with these kvasim.
You mean a new set of lechem?
Yeah. Because you're saying it's not Zika. If you're going to say Tzuv is not Zika. So agreed it's not Zika, but what is not clear to me is whether without the question of Zika, there's a separate din of Tanufa anyway. In other words, is the din of Tanufa essentially a din of being mainif the kvasim? If there's lechem there, be mainif it together with the lechem. And if there's no lechem there, so, meaning you've got new lechem, but these kvasim were already munafot. Where does it say to be mainif again for the next lechem? I was Makayim my mitzvah of Tanufa. So that's my question. When we take a look at this lechem acher, does this lechem acher require a new Tanufa? Or is the Tanufa a din in the kvasim and you don't redo Tanufa when you have new lechem? Oh, eno ta'un Tanufa. Now, I would never have raised this question if it were the other way around. If the kvasim had gotten lost, the lechem was still there, and we brought new kvasim, I would have no question at all, because for sure you need the trufa on the kvasim. That's what the pasuk is stated about. Hanif otam is a reference to the kvasim. Yeah, so that for sure I understand I have to do. But I want to know what the din would be in this case, where all I did was replace the lechem. And furthermore, I want to make it clear, according to Ben Anas, I wouldn't ask it either. Because, I mean, according to Ben Anas, it's always the kvasim that are definitive. Why would I think I need to know a new tenufa in order to take care of this lechem? The kvasim is our entire focus. Remember, that was what he said, that it's the kvasim that are going to be ma'akev the lechem, not the lechem that's going to be ma'akev the kvasim. But my question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, who seems to say that the lechem is the ikar, and that if he learned out from the Tiyana, the lechem is ma'akev, you don't even bring the kvasim if you don't have the lechem. Well, if that's the case, so my, keeping the lechem ikar, this whole deal of tenufa, despite the fact that it's said about the kvasim, the point of it is that it's said about the kvasim to be together with the lechem. So now if I replace the lechem, then perhaps that is an insufficient tenufa for those kvasim because they were not munafim with the lechem that I have to bring. Or do we say, look, I mean, the bottom line is that the mat, everybody's made it, that the matir of the lechem is the kvasim. So if the kvasim have already been munaf, that's it. What do I have to do it again for? That means that whatever was in the matir is matir the lechem. So given the matirim today, kvasim, you know, even Rabbi Akiva would be made it, that you don't need to make a new tenufa. Take it. Since we have various levels of relating to tenufa, the highest level would be that the tenufa would literally be mizakeh, and now they become one thing. But even if we're not ready to take that on, it isn't clear whether the tenufa is fundamentally a din in the kvasim, fundamentally a din in the lechem, and that is dependent in the shitot of Benanas versus Rabbi Akiva. But then we have yet another level. Because even if you'll hold that the lechem is the ikar, the question is whether the fact that the keves is the matir is sufficient for the tenufa to have already defined that which is nitar. So there's three levels of our relationship here to the lechem.
Zika would mean...
Take them, and we don't know.
Zika, it means that...
It means the same thing that it means by Yevamos. Maybe that explains why I said the other day, today's daf in Yevamot. It's a good thing I heard it when I was going to say it. I had to like erase it. There's today's daf. I took out the words in Yevamot.
That is, Zika is that one is possible, the other is possible.
Right.
And these other levels are not called Zika. They're just dependent on...
How do you find Tanufa? Yeah, but it's not that one will passel the other. I mean, remember, tenufa is not ma'akev anyway. You know, getting back to the essential issue over here, I really am not satisfied with the whole thing. Because look, yesterday, what did we learn? V'ikraftem al halechem. We said al halechem means chova al halechem, right? And then we said, okay, the post goes on to say shivat kvasim tmimim, and you've got your shnei elim and the parachad. Now, you learned out from that pasuk that the seven kvasim, the par, the elim, they're not ma'akev the lechem for sure. But the kvasim that are mentioned later on as shlamim, shalmei tzibur, those are ma'akev alechem. Now, the words al halechem appeared at the beginning of the parsha. We're all agreed that they really are dependent, at least in terms of the initial chiyuv, until you came into Eretz Yisrael to have the lechem, you didn't even bring these karbanos. They were never brought in the midbar. That's what we said. Now, why are we so sure that despite the fact that tenufa is not necessarily mizakek in terms of the halakha that if one is lost and the other is possible, then why are we so sure that the din of the shnei hakvasim is different from the shivat hakvasim? If the shivat hakvasim are not ma'akim, so why, maybe there's no relationship. I mean, why can't you say that the only meaning to al halechem is the fact that it doesn't go into effect until Kedisa Laaretz, and say that about the shlamim too? So we never really explained that. I mean, Mishna Shnei Kvasim, that there we're certainly ready to say that they are similar to a lechem of the Toda relationship, where the Toda is Bekadish Lechem, and over there they are Ma'akev. And the Shivat HaKvasim, the Parve Elim, we say, no, even without them, the lechem would be, because it has nothing to do with them, and therefore they're not Ma'akev.
The lechem.
Yeah. You can bring the lechem without having these Kvasim.
Those are all Olos?
Those are all Olos. 9 olos, right? 10 olos. 10 olos. 7, 2, and 1. Or Malay, because, look, whether you hold that there's a zika lahalacha, that one is ma'akev or not, but certainly they do require tenufa together. And so that doesn't show you that the Torah views them as being interrelated, at least. So maybe you don't want to take the interrelationship till the bitter end and say, without lechem, the kvasim are possible, or vice versa, but certainly you have to acknowledge that this is a unique relationship that does not appear with any of the olot. So, that makes them kodesh. No. That can't be. Because look, the din of the Toda also is that they're completely interrelated, and there is no equivalent to nufa by a Toda. There must be another ingredient that defines this relationship. It's very strange that we should have things that seem to be really, they're similar structures. We call them homologues. They're similar structure. And yet, they're completely different, you're saying, in terms of the Kedusha, that it requires tenufa, whereas a typical Teda with the Lecha has a Zika that has nothing to do with tenufa. Hare Todalo is Kukuzel is Ebet tenufa. And nonetheless, we take for granted that it's the bringing of the Toda that's Makadish the Lecha, and that's what's Ma'akeh. Okay. So, Elakit Toda? You know what? That actually is a much better limud, now that you mention it. In other words, the Toda is really the template for this type of relationship of a shlamim to lechem. And that's what creates this new thing called a Toda. Is it's basically a shlamim, but it's being brought with lechem. What creates this new concept called the Shtei Alechem of Shuas, an interrelationship between a shlamim and lechem? So therefore, I say, maybe, forget about, you're right, let's forget about the Zika that we have over here, even on the level of the requirement for tenufa. Look, the Tedas are shlamim, okay? And it relates to the lechem in a unique way. So these Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are also shlamim, and they relate to the Toda, to the lechem, the Shtei Alechem in this case, in a unique way. I mean, that's cheating. I mean, because, I mean, over there, well, you told me that the Toda is only brought as a shlamim, and over here you got 10 other karbonas. How do you know that the only one that's important is the shlamim? I mean, maybe when you've got 10 other karbonas that are olot, and then you've got these 2 shlamim, how can you say that it's only the 2 shlamim that are mizakan, midami, I mean, hatam leka zvachim akrine? You're bringing me a case where there are no other zvachim bahadeh that are being brought together with this carbon, but maybe if there are zvachim akrino bahadeh, likacho hani vahani, maybe they're all interrelated. So, I mean, bring me a case where you have a model of a relationship between a shlamim and a lechem, which is defined entirely by the shlamim, despite the fact that there are olot or other karbanos that are brought with it. Okay, I will. An el nazir. So, an el nazir, ma el nazir, afagavna, the el nazir is the only shlamim that the nazir is bringing. His other karbanot are not shlamim. And he's bringing them at the same time. And the halakha over there is that even though there are zvachim achrine, The only thing that gives Kedusha to the Lechem of the Nazir is the Shlamim. The Shlamim are Mekadesh and nothing else. Midiachrin lo. Therefore, there you've got a great model. So you see that in cases where the Torah establishes the Chiyuv of a Shlamim, and Lechem is related to that Shlamim in some way, whether it's in terms of Lachmei Todah, whether it's in terms of El Nozer, or whether it's in terms of the Shtei HaLechem with the Shalmei Tzibor, it is that specific relationship to Lechem that is part of this new Shlamim Lechem idea. And that must be relevant to how to view, as part of this set, the Shtei HaLechem HaShavuos, despite the fact that it is a Kodshei Kodashim and the others are Kodshim Kalim, that it is of the Tzibur and these are of the Yachid, but it's so clear that it's part of the same Zevach and Lechem set. By the way, you took that for granted. I mean, I'm sure you're right, but how do we know that? How do we know that in El Nazir, indeed, the relationship is only between the Shlamim and the Lechem, and not between any of the other Korbanos that the Nazir is bringing? Oh, that's a brighter, the Tanya. The Torah says, Ve'et ha'ayil, yaseh zevach shlamim l'ashem al sal ha'matzot. Ve'et ha'ayil. In other words, and as far as the aisle is concerned, the aisle is brought on the sal ha'matzot. So that teaches me that the sal ha'matzot is coming as part of the chova of the aisle. And therefore, shchitat ha'ayil mekatshan. Therefore, lefich ha'katidus abraita, shachto shelo lishmo. So then, lo kitcha alechem. Just as we said, similarly, if we have the zik of shchita, wouldn't be kadosh. Don Rabbanan, suppose you went ahead and you brought the shtei alechem, and they were ba'ut bifnei atzman, and you hold of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Lechem is the Ikar, and the Kvasim are not Ma'akev the Lechem, okay? You went ahead and you brought the Lechem without the Kvasim. Now, what's the din? Now, one would certainly think the din is that since you don't need the Kvasim, according to Rabbi Akiva, you give the Lechem to the Kohen. I mean, that was the Bekor of the whole Limud, was to give the Lechem to the Kohen. And that's how he knew we were talking about the Lechem, because what else is given completely to the Kohen? That was his Limud. Nonetheless, what's the din? The din is yunfu, you do the tenufa on the lechem alone, which is itself a kiddush. That certainly relates to the questions we raised earlier about how does the lechem relate to the tenufa when there's a new lechem. And you do tenufa on the lechem, but then you let them rot. To ubar tzuratan, not to ubar tzuratan, usually means you wait till they become nifsal belina. And then the next morning after their posel belina, v'yetzula beit ha'sreifa. Now, does this make sense? I mean, mamon efshach. If you're telling me I can bring this lechem, and I have a mitzvah to bring this lechem, and I'm learning that out from the din of achila to the kohen, so then I understand. So then give it to the kohen. According to Rabbi Akiva. So ilach achila atyan lichlina. If for some reason, I don't know what your makar would be, but if you find a makar that we're not, even though we have a mitzvah to bring them, we will not give them to the Kohen for achila without the kvasim. That's a new law. Somehow or other, the kvasim define that to achila. So then why are you bringing them lechatchila? To burn them. So then go and burn them. What are we waiting for? Ibur tzura. Ibur tzura is where you've got a problem, and that problem, because of a suffix or whatever, so you have no choice. It's not that the mitzvah is to burn them. So what are we going to burn kachim? So you burn kachim after they're already nifsabalina. But this makes no sense. Lisafina la'al, to burn them on the spot. Lama lo ibur tzura. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, well, you're right, 100%. The truth is that li'olam la'achilat, for sure, they're meant to be eaten. I mean, that was the whole point of Rabbi Akiva. The essence here is the achila of the lechem, la'ashem la'kohen. Nu. So why then burn him? Because really it's only a gezeira. What's the gezeira? The people are idiots. They're always ready to create new traditions.
Oh. Wait, wait. So therefore, people are idiots, or because people are idiots, there's this gezeira.
So since people are always ready to create new traditions, so, you know, could be you'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we won't have kvasim in time, you know? So there won't be any kvasim. Come along the next year, and everyone will say, oh, last year we made the Benjamin Kach Osra Veseinu. Shema yizdamnu lem kvasim l'shana abaha. Maybe when they get kvasim next year, they'll say, well, eshtakad, lo achar alechem below kvasim. I mean, that's the way we should do it. Achshav nami nechol. We have got to do it like this. Of course, they ignored a little bit of a problem. So if you don't have kvasim, so then inu chinami inu sharyan nafshayu, as Rabbi Akiva pointed out, if there's no kevas, the lachem should still be brought. But if there's kvasim, then you have a chiyuv to bring the kvasim. Then the kvasim are the matirim of the lachem. So hashta the ika kvasim, kvasim hu desharalohu. My father Zatzalo would never tire of telling over the Maisa, where he had to go into this small town when he lived in Toronto. They go into a small town, they called, there was no one to do a funeral. So they asked him, oh, it was a small town, I forgot the name.
There are also many.
At that time, there were a lot of small
towns. All attached.
So he said, okay, I got it, fine. What time is the funeral? There's like silence on the other side. 5 o'clock, of course. Okay, 5 o'clock, of course. Anyway, so the only way that he could get there was by taking the train, which Lemaisa was behind him to wait like 4 hours for the funeral, which is a little ridiculous, but okay, what can you do? Anyway, while he was there, he asked people, why is the funeral at 5 o'clock?
Of course.
So what do you mean? That's the minhag always. There are places where they don't do a funeral at 5 o'clock. So he was chayk of a derish by those that had lived there, the previous rov and so on. It turned out that the train from Toronto always arrived at 4:30. So they would make, when people were coming in, so they made the Leviathan, they enabled the people to come in at 5 o'clock. That became the mitzvah of the Leviathan being at 5 o'clock. That's exactly this.
The train station schedule changed.
Yeah, of course. A great story. Eshtakad. All right, so because of that, we got a serious problem over here. And that explains why, but obviously we can't go ahead and burn it. We're going to burn a perfectly kosher lechem. So you let it become pasul, and then you burn it.
Because you can't
even because of the gzeira. Because of the gzeira, maybe people will think that you can eat it without kvasim, which you can. But they'll think you can do that even if you have kvasim, which you can't. Omar Rabbah, I'll prove it to you, because it's clear that mi'ikar adin it's meant to be eaten. Because it's the whole famous Maisa in the Mishnah. It's not. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, he'id ben Bukhri. So we spoke about this Mishnah many times. Ben Bukhri was made.
Where?
In Yavne. Believe it or not, Barnea's neighborhood. Kol kohen sheshokel enokote. Any Kohen who wants to give a shekel, it's not a sin. Omala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, let's get this straight. Kol Kohen she'eino shokel chote. I love the way you guys put this. A Kohen who does not pay his machtes a shekel is a chote. But of course, the Kohanim always manage to work things out for themselves to get more money, not satisfied with 24 matnes kohuna. Now they got to save money on the Machzis HaShekel too. So they now make it a virtue not to be Shekel, but at least you're not Eiver and Aveira if you do Shekel. Where do they get that from? Ah, HaKohanim Dorshim Mikra Zela Atzmam. They figured out a way to benefit from the drasha on this pasuk. Does it not say V'chol Minchat Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Teachel? Now that's all we need. If we give any money to the public services in the Machzis HaShekel, then forget about it. Klal Yisrael will not be able to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim because they will all be part of a Minchat Kohen, and then they won't be able to be eaten. It would be a terrible thing. Comes along Ben Bukhris, you're right, you shouldn't. But if Lemaisa, he did, then he could give it over to the tzibur, it shouldn't be considered his. But the Chachamim disagreed with that drosha. Now, but what's important to me, says Rabbi, let me ask you something. You're talking about how they would not be eaten. When would they not be eaten? When? Hechidami. When they're coming together with the Zevach? Tell me something. Have you ever heard of a din that a Kohen cannot bring a Korban Torah? Because if a Kohen brings a Korban Torah, then you can't eat the lechem. Did anybody ever suggest such a crazy halacha? So explain to me why there's a difference between bringing the Shtei Lechem with the Shlomim and bringing a Korban Torah with Shlomim that has lechem. And the lechem is not called a Minchas Kohen. It's brought to the Zevach. The same thing over here. You're going to bring the Shtei Alechem. Oh, we won't be able to eat the Shtei Alechem. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? The very same guy who that morning maybe brought a carbon tide, all of a sudden, we won't be able to eat the Shtei Alechem. So obviously, it's got to be that we're talking about a case where they were both bifnei atzman, which is exactly the case in this braita. So what the Kohanim were doresh for themselves were elolav both bifnei atzman. And you're saying, how would we be allowed to eat the shtei alechem bifnei atzman? What? Shtei alechem bifnei atzman? They're meant to be burned anyway. So you see that they're not meant to be burned. They're meant to be eaten. So then why does the braita say to burn them? Because of this gezeira. But it's clear that we're right 100% in how we understood this, that mikar adin, when they're coming, bifnei atzman, they are coming to be eaten, not to be burned. Alma l'achila atyan.
Is the question in the braisa of Ben Bukhri?
The raya is from Ben Bukhri.
So
why does Ben Bukhri say that the kohanim would be in a matzev of asering the achila of the shtei halecha? If the Shtei Alechem are no different than the Lachmei Teda.
Okay, which we see.
But suppose the Shtei Alechem are being brought without the Kvasim, so then they're not similar to the Lachmei Teda, because now they're coming as a separate mincha. That's obviously the problem, and therefore we want to avoid having that mincha be called a minchat kohen partially by having some kohanim giving to the Baktis HaShekel, which will then be used to purchase this minchas kohen.
Which can't be, because it's Khalil Tiyah.
Which is Khalil Tiyah, and here we're going to be eating it.
Okay.
How can we eat it?
Okay. Yeah. All right, so it must be, you see, it was eaten.
It must be, it's for eating purposes. Evolving.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for the havara. I'm not quite sure where it was, but I see there was a point missing. Whereas we forgot to mention Khalil Tiyah. We took for granted that everybody knows Khalil Tiyah. Yeah. So if it belongs to a kohen, you're not allowed to eat a minchas kohen. I might have forgotten to say that. I apologize.
Maybe you did anything wrong.
And, if it's not clear, then I did something wrong.
Apologies
obviously.
Accepted.
Thank you. Omale Abaye, that's not a very good raya. Because there's nothing wrong with understanding it kipshuta. We're talking about a typical shtei alechem that is ba'oti ba'zevach. Don't give me this business of, isn't it the same as a teda of a lachma? No, it's not. Have you ever heard lachme toda referred to as a type of mincha? No. Have you ever heard of the shtei alechem being called a type of mincha? Oh, yes, indeedy. There you go. So what's the case? No comparison. We're talking about a typical case for both the mazeva. You ask a question from Todav Lachma. Lachmi Toda, loikri mincha. Shtei alechem ikru mincha. Shema, bahakrifchem mincha chadasha lashem b'shvuotechem mikra kodesh. You can't get a clearer description of a mincha. Therefore, the Kohanim would be absolutely right, if they were right, that it has a din of a minchas kohen. And that would be true even if it's being brought together with the carbon. So this doesn't prove your point. Rav Yosef says, as a matter of fact, I would go to the other extreme. I would say that it is not meant to be eaten. Afilu Rabbi Akiva. Mi ikra din, it's not meant to be eaten. And it's actually a chiv to bring it, but you don't give it to the Kohen without the proper heter of the Shechita and Hazrika of the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And therefore we're bringing it L'Sreifa. Now you're saying, why do we need Ibur Tzura? Hainu Taim Adolo Sarfinan. That's a Gzeres HaKosuv. Ein Sarfim Kodashim B'Yom Tov. The Torah always puts off Midioraita, burning things until they become in the morning, or it's after Yontav in this case, and we'd have to wait until burning them. Wait a minute, sister. Hold on a second. Ein Sarfim Kodashim B'Yom Tov are things that became posel on Yontav. If you're claiming that these things are brought lichatchila for the only purpose of burning them and not to give them to the Kohen to eat, so then what comparison is there to Ein Sarfim Kodashim B'Yom Tov, where it's talking about Kodashim P'sulim? There it was talking about that something was lan or whatever the case was. It was no time. But me dami, hatam lav mitzvatan bekach. It's because the din is not to burn them. But when something is mitzvatan bekach, what about the parvus erev Yom Kippurim? Wait, then we wait till after Yom Kippur to burn them? The mitzvah is to burn them. So let's refine. Midid avi ha parvus erev Yom Kippurim. El Amr of Yosef, okay, then I don't mean that Ein Sarfim Kachar B'Yom. But really it's brought for Sreifa, but can you be sure that there's not going to be Kvasim that you'll find? And then you hold off, hold off! That's what it means. So Shema Yizdanulam Kvasim L'Achar B'Kan. My kolatzon. Omar le'abaya. So I mean, then I don't understand what it means to ubar suratan. I mean, basically, you wait as long as you can, which is until the akrova of the tamid of ben arba'im. After the akrova of tamid ben arba'im, we don't bring other korbanas. So then, let's just wait until after the zman akrova, and then lebatar achir zefin, and burn them then, if the mitzvah is to burn them. My to ubar tzuratan. I mean, I understand what you're talking about here. We have to wait until they become nifsal belina. No, my to ubar tzuratan nami diktani. You jumped to conclusion. Look, tzuratan, does that have really a clear-cut meaning to you? But I mean, they're really going to rot the moment that the sun rises. All of a sudden, they turn wormy like the man. What is it? A miracle? It's a loose term, which means the tzura of the halacha and so on. So in this case, it means the tzura of the hakrava. So now they're no longer, you look at them, what a shame, we're not going to be able to bring a karma with this. Okay, so then if that's the case, all it means is tzurat hakravatam, meaning I'll need kvas, then burn them. Rava, as opposed to Rava, says, I agree with Rava, in that, yes, definitely they're meant to be brought l'achila. And the gezeira is mishum derabba. Yes, that's true, because people are stupid. But not from his raya. Velomi taime. It's not from his raya that we brought a raya that what was Ben Bukhri? Ben Bukhri must have been talking about achila. But that's not true. He actually, the real reason, is from a pasuk. I'll show you. Says Rabbi, I'll show you the pasuk. Minah minala dechtiv mimoshvotechem taviu lechem tnufa bikurim laHashem. Now, why in the world would the Torah talk about it? It's clearly talking about the shteil lechem. It talks about the bishvotechem, and yet it's biyom habikurim. Now we're calling it bikurim, but they aren't bikurim. Lechem tenufa is bikurim. So the Torah is clearly trying to make some type of equation here, in that somehow or other lechem tenufa is a din of the bikurim. No, so ask yourself, bikurim are always brought by themselves. There are no other karbanas brought together with the bikurim. If we are seeing the shtei alechem as a type of bikurim, which clearly they are, that is the first fruits of the chita, so to speak. So they are bikurim, exactly. So calling them bikurim is to put it into that same context. If bikurim don't require a karban, and they have this strange relationship, the Mizbeach, you put them down in front of the Mizbeach, you bring the Kohen, you make an announcement, the Tnuf for the whole business, but they don't need a Korban. So therefore, that's the point. The Shteach HaLechem is also capable of being brought Bifnei Atzma. Now, once that's true, it should be true across the board. If the Bikurim are being brought to be given to the Kohen to eat, so then the Shteil Lechem are also perfectly kosher to eat. This makes so much sense that it's clear that the only possible reason for burning them would be because of a gezeira, and that would explain why we have to wait until Ibrut Surah. The Chachamim can't tell you to do an Isser to burn perfectly kosher kosher, so you'll have to wait until it becomes passively Nifsal Trulina, and then you're allowed to burn it. QED. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Undoubtedly shchita. Which is, of course, before the shchita. Tenufa osazika, we know osazika. Well, I mean, we just said. So that's it, right? I mean, Bechlal, the Tenufa in osazika. If Tenufa would be osazika, why he would have mentioned Tenufa, which comes before? Well, I mean, that's our question. Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Kami Boelai. Is it Mivshet Pshita? Rabbi Yochanan Shchita Osazika V'Tenufa Eino Osazika? Or is it, look, it's clear that Shchita is Osazika, but since I do not have a source for Tenufa, I didn't mention Tenufa. So Tenufa Misapkele. Take Omar le Rav Yehuda bar Chanina, or Chanina le Ravuna, bread Rav Yehoshua. But the pasuk that Ben Amos Rav Akiva were talking about yesterday was Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen. And that pasuk is after Tnufa. And nonetheless, they're arguing about whether the lechem pasul's the keves and the keves pasul's the lechem. And you just said that if it's already post-Tnufa, everybody agrees that they pasul each other. So I am really missing something here. Now, you sure are, because the Taimach, why are you saying the pasuk is after Tnufa? It's not after Shechita. Elamayt lach lemeimar, that the pasuk is a reference to what was the intent initially. It's a pasuk in Meikarakoi, in other words, Kodesh Yula Shemla Kohen, what does that mean? The Dover, which that's the Machlokis, what is that Dover? Machlokis Benanas Rabbi Akiva. But whatever that Dover is, that is so full like Kohen. That's what it means. So, you hear too? That's what it means. You have to admit that that's the Pshat like Abi Shchita, so why can't that be the Pshat Pshat Shtrufa? But even Shchita doesn't make sense, since when is Shchita Osezika? When we have exactly the same situation by Toda and Lachme Toda, and Raminu Achelo Shachta Nifras Lachma Yabi Lechem Acher Vishachit. Misha Shachta Nifras Lachma. No, what should the din be? According to you, I mean, if Nifras Lachma, if it was already shechted, they should both be possible. But that's not what it says. It says, Hadam Yizarek Vabasar Yeachel V'yedei Nidro Lo Yatsa V'alechem Pasul. How about if Nizrak Adam? So then, if you're going to take off Truma, Biterim in Hashalom Elaporos. Okay. Next case. Achelo Shachta Yotza Lachma. Machnisa? It was never Kodesh to be possible Yotze. Vishochet. Misha Shachta Yotza Lachma. What should be the din according to you? It should be Apostle Korban. Nope, that's not what it says. It says, Hadam Yizarek. If it was after Zrikas Adam, so then turn him Mashu Bifnim Al Shabachutz. Next case. Ad Shalosh Shachta Nitma Lachma. Maybe Lachma Cherva Shochet. Misha Shachta Nitma Lachma. Adam Yizarek, Abasar Yachel. V'yedei Nidro Yatsa because of the Tzitz. So the Tzitz is Maratza Latame. V'alechem Pasul. Nizrak Adam, Torim in Ator Latame. Now, Isaac that the Shkita Osazika. So this should be the same exact case by the lechem of the Teda to the Teda as the Shtea lechem to the Shlomim of the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. You're saying that's the whole point. If so, lechem, so then tipasol nami toda. If the lechem is possible, the Teda is possible. No. Because Shinei Teda the Rachmana Kar, after saying Al Kalot Lechem Kabetz Yakriv Karbano, it repeats Al Zevach Todat Shlomav to tell me, well, if it's not a Toda, it's still a Shlomi. So in other words, all you did was you lost the Shem Teda from it. But a Shlomim, it remains, just like a Shlomim is Krivim below Lechem. A Toda without its Lechem is Karev also, but as a Shlomim. So you wouldn't be Yotzi your Teda. Reb Yirmiya. In Timtzalomar Tnufa Osazika, as we entertained, then clearly Avad Alechem of the Kvasim, Avad Alechem, both according to Ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. My question is like this: Im Timtzalomar Tnufa Eina Osazika. Okay, so now what is the relationship of the Tnufa to the Lechem? That's what I want to know. If let's say you brought Lechem and Kvasim and you did the Tnufa. Now, Avad Alechem. Okay, it's a big deal. Avad Alechem. We're going according to the tzad that Lechem is Enos, Tuva Enos Ezek. Okay. So you bring Lechem Acher. I want to know if Oto Alechem to Untrufa or Enot Untrufa. I would never have asked you about Abduk Vasim. Lotiba Alechem. Over there, Vadai Boy Trufa, because that's what the Pasuk is said on to do the Trufa. But Kiti Boy Lecha Avad Alechem. And furthermore, I never would have asked this question on Libet Ben Nanas. Because according to Ben Anas, he says the question of the Iker. So okay, then there's no problem with the Trufa. But Kiti Boy Lechal Libet Rabbi Akiva. He holds the Lechem is the Iker. So if the Lechem is the Iker, my Kiva the Lechem Iker Boy Trufa. Oh, Dilma, Nilamai, so I already did Trufa to the Matir. So Kiva the Matir in the day of Kvasim, Lotzar Trufa. That remains standing. Omali Abaye L'Rabba. Why is it that we're so sure that the Shnei Kvasim and Makadish Lechem and Ma'akiv in case of whether mezake, and how come when it says v'kraftem al halecha, the shivat hakvasim and the par and the elim, how come we're so convinced that they're not Mekadosh Halakim, and they're not Ma'akim. Amale, well, I mean, the Shnei Kvasim of Zivke Shalmei Tzibur are Huska. Huska Zalazeb Tnufa. Well, I mean, a Torah doesn't have any Tnufa, and it's Lo Huska Zalazeb Tnufa, and nonetheless, it's Mekadosh, and it's Ma'akim. There's got to be some other reason. Okay, then let's learn it out in the Torah. If the Torah is a Shlomim, and the Torah defines this relationship between the Lechem of the Torah and the Shlomim element of the Torah, so here too, we have a Shlomim, namely the Zivke Shalmei Tzibur, and we have the Lechem, namely the Shtei Alechem. So it only relates to Shlomim. Lechem and Shlomim are linked. Well, not necessarily. I mean, Atam Lekas Vachem Achrin Abadei, Hochikas Vachem Achrin Abadei, maybe Lekacha Hani Vehani. I'll bring you a case where there are, and nonetheless, it's only linked to Shlomim. Ke'el Nazir. Ma'el Nazir ha'vakavdikas v'chem achrinei. Nonetheless, the only relevant carbon to the lechem is the Shlomim u'demekache, midi achrinei lo, ha'kanami lo shna. And how do we know that's true about the El Nazir? The Tanya, ve'et ha'ayl yaseh zevach shlomim la'shem al sal ha'matzot. Malami, that the sal relates specifically to the ayil, as the Zevach HaShlamim. So asal ba chova la ayil, and the shchitat ayil mekacham, lefichach shechtor shelo lishmo lo kitcha lechem. That is our model for the shtei lechem. Tanu Rabbanan, in the event that you follow Rabbi Akiva's psak, and the shtei lechem were brought before the atzman, without kvasim, which is, according to him, the din, then yunfu on their own v'tuabat suratam v'yitzul beit esrifa. Well, I don't understand that. Manushach. If they're meant for achilat, so then eat them. If they're meant for sreifa, so then burn them. Now, loma l'vibur tzura. Omar Rabba, the truth is that liolam, of course, be'ikra din l'achila atam. The reason that we don't eat them is a gezeira shema yizdam nulam kvasim mashana ba v'yomru eshtakad lo achanu lechem lo kvasim achshav nami necho v'inu lo yade the eshtakad, the train arrived at 4:30. I mean, lo havu kvasim. Therefore, the shaya nafshayu arshik kvasim kvasim but the shareilu. Omar Rabba mina mina lo. The Tzlan Om Rabbi Yuda Eid Ben Buch Rabbi Yavne Kol Kohen Shoshokel Eino Chote. I'm not Rabbi Yochanan, but I cut it out, man. Kol Kohen Sheino Shokel Is Chote. El Hashakohanim, as usual, Doshim Mikra Zele Atzmam. V'chol Minchat Kohen Kalil Tiyel Lo Tiyachel. Well, Hoyo V'omre V'shtei Alecha V'lecha Baponim. If we're going to give any money towards it, it will be Shalano. Then we won't be able to eat it. Eich Me'echalim. I mean, now, I'm asking you. What were they referring to by Heich Mechalim? What the Shtei Alechem is what? The Baboti Bazeva. You never heard of a Teda and a Lechem that Kohanim are Menadve, Kohanim Va'achvilu. It's gotta be a case with their Baot Bifnei Atzman. And the Taina was, how could we eat it? I thought you're not supposed to eat it if it's Baot Bifnei Atzman. So clearly this proves that you are supposed to eat it. It must be, there's a gzeira that prevents you from eating it. That explains everything. Omalei Abaya, now. He could be talking about a regular Bo'otim Azeva. V'nikokashul rami todav lachma. Todav lachma, nothing to do with the minchas koen lo teachel. Lachme todav lo ikri mincha. The shtei alecha, but beferish called a mincha. Shemre ba'akrifchem mincha chadashal Hashem b'shvotechem. What else is that referring to? Rav Yosef Omar, I'd go to the other extreme. We all on the Srefa Atya. So why don't we burn her right away? What are you talking about, me dummy? The din of Ein Sarvik Kach B'Yomtev is where something was Nifsal. But it's La Mitzvah Tan Bekach. But if you're telling me the original Akrova is in order to do Srefa, so then Lisrafino right away, me did have a Parvasar Shema Kippurim. You don't wait till after they become Nifsa. Elo, Amarav Yosef, Gzera Shema Yizdam Lelam Kvasim, Liachar Mikan, and therefore we don't want to burn it up. Maybe we can attach the Kvasim to the Lechem. Omele Abaye, that's all very nice. Kozmana Kravatan. Once that's over, what do we need to wait till to Ubat Zaratan? Lebata Rachlis Rafino. And that's what we mean. The meaning of Tu'ubar Tzuratan Nami Diktani. Tzurat Akravatan. Rava Amar, look, Rava's pshat was right, but his raya was wrong. The truth is lachila atan, and gzera mishum the Rava about people making a mistake lishana haba. But lav mita amena, this is not the normal mita amena, because it means lav from the raya that he brings for himself. It wasn't really ta'amei mamash, but it's a pasuk. Now I'll show you the pasuk. Amar Rav Yonah min Allah, dechtib mi moshvotechem taviyu lechem terufa bikurim la'Hashem. So what's the pshat bikurim? To teach me, just like bikurim abayim b'fnei atzman, av shtei alechem arbaim b'fnei atzman, umina, we still need to learn from there, ma bikurim la'achila, Avshtei alechem nami la'achim. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. We are holding on. Mem Hey on the base, the last five words, but on top today is Mem Vav. Omer Rav Yerucha, Hakol Modin, Im Huskeku Zeh L'Zeh Shavatim Zeh. Yesterday we had a machlokas at length discussing the different shitas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nana. Lagabe, the relationship between the Shnei HaKvasim, the Kivsei HaTzeres, and the Shtei HaLechem. And the question was whether the Lechem is Makav the Kvasim, the Kvasim is Makav the Lechem. We would derish from the Pasuk that it's a one-way Ikuva. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that once they become linked to one another with a Maisa, then they are Ma'akev each other, and if one is ruined, the other one is ruined, either in both directions. And what do I mean by linkage? Ezohi Zika Shalem. In what sense are they linked? Shchita. Once you shecht, you don't want to turn it off, once you shecht the kvasim and the lechem is present, the lechem and the kvasim are inextricably linked, and if anything happens to one, turn up that ticker, please. If anything happens to one, that's what happens to the other. Omar Ula, both the Ma'arav and Eretz Yisrael, they ask, they consider the question of whether tnufa is a zika, or no, it's a zika. You say that you can create a linkage between the lechem and the kvasim through the shechita of the kvasim. How about prior to the shechita, where there's a din of tnufa, over there the Torah says that you have to be mainly the kvasim together with the lechem. Now that certainly implies a linkage of sorts. It's not the same type of linkage as a shechita, where you can see shechita as the matir, but it's still a linkage. Is that a sufficient linkage that once you did the tnufa together, that then all would agree, both Rabbi Akiva and the Nanas, that no matter what happens to one, the other one will be affected? Well, I mean, shortly mid Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said Shechita Osezika. Now, that certainly implies that only if Tnufa would be Osezika, he would have said Tnufa. Tnufa comes before Shechita. The Tnufa of the question is while they're alive with the leg. So if Rabbi Yochanan says Shechita Osezika, Niklav Tnufa, I know Osezika. So it's clear that the only linkage that will actually affect them halachically is the Shechita, not the Tnufa. No, they knew that in Eretz Yisrael, but they were asking the Rabbi Yochanan Gufa coming by. They were asking, what was Rabbi Yochanan's psak? Is it that Mipsha Chitele Rabbi Yochanan Shechita Osezika Tnufa Ino Osezika? So it was obvious to Rabbi Yochanan that that's the fact. Only Shechita, when he says Shechita, he means Shechita and only Shechita. Tnufa is not a consideration of linkage. Oh, Dilma, maybe what Rabbi Yochanan was thinking is, look, I know Shechita, that's Shechita link. Definitely Shechita is a linkage. I'm not going to say whether Tnufa is because I don't know. Tnufa Nesakala. Maybe he didn't mean the Patkin Shechita and only Shechita. He meant the Patkin definitely Shechita, perhaps even Tnufa. Take it. I don't understand how we could consider Tnufa to be a linkage if the whole machlokas that we saw yesterday between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas
was how to understand the pasuk of Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen. The question was LaShem LaKohen. Does it mean something that goes entirely to the Kohen, like Rabuna said, he's Zoka Mishulchan Gavoha, or as Benanas understood it, LaShem LaKohen means to split it between Hashem and the Kohen, and therefore is a reference to the Kedesh. It's a fascinating way of learning the Daf Yomi to cover it with a piece of paper where we are.
I just
trying to catch up.
Story of my life.
Listen, everything you needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten. I'm still doing it. Are any of us any different? So, you know that I was publishing a school newspaper when I was 7. That's a heavy little toy country presence.
And this stuff?
Just about it.
I think it's 7, I was spacing out.
There you go! You were the guy I was printing it for. So, if that's the case, Kodesh Yula Hashem LaKohen is written after Tenufa. So, I don't understand. You said, does it start to say that after Tenufa, maybe Rabbi Akiva and Benanas aren't arguing, but the part that they're arguing about is written after Tenufa. So what's the take? It's obvious that Tenufa does not create linkage, because the Kodesh Yula Hashem LaKohen batar Tenufa Kiv. It says it after the Tenufa. Uplige Benanas Rabbi Akiva. So, Rabbuna Breda of Yeshua said back to him, come on, man, well, what time is it? Botsa Tzufa, what Botsa Shchita? Well, when it says the Kodesh Kodesh Yul HaShem HaKohen, it's not only after Tzufa, it's obviously a reference to after Shchita, because the Kohen certainly doesn't get anything to go after Shchita anyway. Elamayt Lach Lameyma, how do you view that Botsa? The Botsa is talking about upfront, Mikorakoi, right now, while it's still alive, we have not yet done Tzufa. Okay? This is, when we say, Kodesh Yul HaShem LaKohen, this is Davash Sofo LaKohen. We're saying, ultimately, what we are engaged in here is something that is Kodesh LaShem LaKohen. It doesn't mean I've already reached the point at which it's going to be given to the Kohen, doesn't it? It means it's tachlis, it's to be given to the Kohen. Fine. That means it means Shchita. If you can understand the Pesuk is referring to that in terms of Shchita, how can I be done with Sofo LaKohen? It could be that it's talking about Sofo LaKohen and the Shchita, in the end, of course, will be Osezika. So the pasuk has nothing to do with anything. Now, the problem is like this, Remy. You're telling me Shchita Osezika? That's for sure we're saying. Shchita Osezika. Ramini Achal Shakta Nipras Lachma Yabilakam Acher Vishokhet. Now, listen to this. It says, if before you shecht the kvasim, one of the lechems was cut. We know that that's the same thing as, forget, we had that earlier, the guy with the lechem upon it. So one of the lechem, that's the same thing as avada lechem. Yavi lechem acher. Now here we're talking about, Rashi says, I don't know really for sure, because we're talking over here, the din of lachmei teda. Lachmei teda should certainly not be, I mean, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that they all need to be there. It's a little bit strange, right? So I don't know where we get this from. But I would assume that we compare it to the Lechem HaPonim. In the same way in the Lechem HaPonim, we know that it says over there, that all the Lechem is one. So if something happens to one of them, the whole thing is no good. We have to assume that just like all 12 are ruined by the Lechem HaPonim, all 40 are ruined by the Lechem HaPonim. Fine. Okay, so let's assume that's the root of the limud over here. But in any event, what it says over here is like this. If before you shecht the teda, and we know that the teda and the lechem is linked, I would assume in the same way that the kvasim, which are also techshlam, are linked to the shtei lechem, right? Now, if before the shchita is done, and the lechem cracks, right, so bring another lechem. But Mishashafta Nifras Lachna, if after the Shchita the lechem cracks, now what should be the halacha? If we hold that Shchita is Isa Zika, then we have to throw out the whole thing. Right? That's what you said. Rabbi Yochanan's whole mimer was that once they're linked, once they're zikur to another, niskakim zelazer, then if one is lost, the other is lost, right? Now, if Rabbi Yochanan is right, then by extension to the relationship of Teda to its lechem, we should say that if Misha Nishvata Nifrasakma, you have to throw out the korban, you have to start all over again. But that's not what it says. Instead, what it says is that Hadam Yizareh, you should do this Rika anyway. Habatzar Yachel, you can eat the meat. Yedei Nidrolo Yachel, you weren't here to your netter, because your netter was to bring a tater that would be having lechem with it. And this, what you're left with is essentially a shlomi without lechem. And the lechem is possible. Oh man, that doesn't make sense. Nizrak Hadam. Now, the furthest case would be, if you already did the Zrika, now, if you already did the Zrika, then of course, basically, you completed whatever you need to do in order to be Yotze, right? So the only thing that's important over here is to note that when it comes to taking the Truma, remember we take one lechem from each type, four different types of lechem. Take one for the Kohen. Don't take the cracked one for the Kohen, you have to be Torim from the Sholem Al Haporus. This is example number one here. Example number two. Achaloshakta yatzalachma. If before you did the shechita, the lechem, or some of the lechem was taken out of the... lechem, of course, is only supposed to take it out of Yerushalayim. So it was yotze. Okay, so it's not possible yet because there wasn't shechita. So there was no kedushas aguf. It's only kadosh when you do the shechita. So bring it back in. Matnisa v'shochet. How about if Misha Shakta after Shkita Yatzalakma? So then, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what should it then be? The whole thing should be possible. And yet, what does it say? Hadam Yizareg, do the Zrika, eat the butter, you weren't late to your neder because you didn't bring the lechem is possible. If you were Zareg the Dam, just make sure that when you take the Truma to the Kohen, you take the Truma from what wasn't possible, you would say, Toremi Mashi Bifnim, on what's Bukhuts. My third example. Achelo Shakta Nitma Lachma. The lechem became Tomei before Shkita. Why? So bring other lechem. Maybe lechem Akeva Shokei. How about Misha Shakata Nitma Lachma? So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they were Niskakim Zelazet. The whole thing should be possible. And yet it says that what's the din? The go ahead, Bizarik the Dam. The Basar Yachel, Yedei Nidro, Yatza. In this case, you were Yotze, the Netter, at least according to this year, so why? Shatzitz, Meratel, Hatamekas. In this case, you have the Ritzri of the Tzitz. And you'll note that we had saying three cases, because each case is a little bit different. In this case, obviously the difference. We have the Ritzri of the Tzitz for Tuma. But remember the difference that we made earlier, Rava made earlier in the Masechta, about the difference between Yotze and between Ovat. Nifras is the equivalent of it, because Yotze is still there, it says absorbed, it's in a different place. And he said in both directions. So we made it three of us up. So we need these three examples, and when you're going out to be Torein, give the Kohen the Tohar, and take one off for the ones that are Tomei, as long as the Kohen gets what's Tohar. Now, getting to our question, and we now have the question based on all three examples. Is Zarkadate Shchita Osa Zika? If Rabbi Yochanan is right in claiming that Shchita is Aisa Zika, Kivandu Huskiku Zela Zebi Shchita, Ipsalei, the moment that it becomes possible after Zika, which was done by Shchita, so if the Lechem is possible, Ipsalei Lechem, the possible Dame Teda. Then according to, just a little bit please, then the Teda should be just as possible as the Lechem is, because that's the whole point of Zika, leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. So what is going on? How can Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that there's a claim that there's an inyan of Zika? And says the Gemara, there's no comparison between the relationship of the Lachmei Teda to the Teda and the Lechem of the Shtei Lechem to the Kvasim. You know why? Because the Todah itself is also called a Shlomim. And a Shlomim is always brought without Lechem. So essentially, all you've done is you've changed the identity of this Teda to a Shlomi, which it's always been part of. It's always part of the set of Shlomi. We remember that Shlomi, the Torah Zikr Shlomi. You weren't Yossi and Neder because you said you were going to bring the Torah. So it includes Lechem. But fine, but you were Zerik and Lashem Shlomi. There's no reason why it should become Posel. Lashem came to give the Atzeres are defined by their relationship. There's nothing else within which they are subsumed. As a matter of fact, they are actually sui generic, right? Because they're the only case in which we have a carbon sibur that we can view as a shlomim of sorts. So it's a whole different category. And memela, there's no comparison. Shine teida durachmona kaya shlomim. And just like shlomim are craving below lechem, this particular case of teida, which is a type of shlomim, is also karva below lechem. In our case of a zika v'shneach basim to the lechem, as in v'shneach lechem, you can forget about it. On Rav Yirmiyah points out that you have to consider the relationship on both ends. If you hold that tnuf as osazika, so everything is clear. Once we waived the live kvasim together with the shteh alechem, then avad alechem, avad alechem. Then whatever happens to one happens to the other. That's the meaning, by definition, of the zika. But my question is this. Imtim saloma tnufa einar osazika. The question is like this. Suppose we determine that tnufa is not considered to be a linkage, okay? So then if you brought the lechem and the kvasim and you did the tnufa, then the lechem... Now, you went ahead, v'hevi lechem acher. You bring a second lechem to take the place, because after all, if it wasn't huskaku, then you'd be able to replace it. But what I want to know is, do you have to redo the tenufa? In other words, I can view the tenufa as being essentially a din in the kvasim, or I can view the tenufa as being a din even in the lechem. The lechem needs to be made kodesh in some fashion by its relationship to the kvasim. So my question is, does the second lechem require tenufa, even though the kvasim already got the tenufa? Because, I mean, after all, you're holding tenufa doesn't create a zika, so maybe it isn't so much a part of the kvasim. Because the Torah doesn't mention the lechem, it mentions to be made at the kvasim, right? Oreno telling tenufa. Now, ovdu kvasim oti barlocha. In the other direction, I wouldn't have asked you. In other words, if the kvasim were lost, and I replaced the kvasim, there is obvious the varai boy tenufa. There for sure needs tenufa, because it says the Farish in the Torah that v'hinif otam hakohen. It's the kvasim that needs a tenufa, and after all, they're going to be matir the lechem. So I mean, I know that I need to make them the matirim, but I'm asking in the way I asked it for a very good reason. Where I feel it needs to be asked is that the lechem is lost. And I'll leave it to Ben Nanas. I don't have any question. According to Ben Nanas, remember Ben Nanas said all along that the kvasim are the ikar. And you don't have to worry about the lechem. What I want to know is, Rabbi Akiva, the lechem is the ikar. So if the lechem is the ikar, the way I should view the tenufa of the kvasim is that it's for the purpose of the lechem. If I replace the lechem with new lechem, I should need to do tenufa again. Maybe. So my kiven the lechem each boy tenufa, or dioma kiven the matirin yidei kvasim in the lotzar tenufa. Do we say since the matirin are already ready to be matir, that which are the kvasim, they were already munafim, the lotzar tenufa take that indeed remains hanging. Only Abaye LaRav says, Abaye LaRav, you know, I'm not sure I understand this whole sugya. The truth is that we have a par, shnei elim, shivat hakvasim, in terms of the olos that are brought. And then we've got the shnei kvasim, besides the other seven kvasim that are brought. Now, all of these things, remember, were mentioned in Parshas Emor, together with the bringing of the lechem. And yet, for some reason, all along, everybody's focused on the two kvasim. How do we know that the two kvasim are the only things that are so connected to lechem, and not all of the karbanas that are being brought, because they're not musafim? You proved yesterday they're not musafim. So that means that they're boyim biglal halechem, essentially. It says, v'kraftam al halechem. So if by kraftam al halechem refers to all the above karbanas, why is everybody so darn focused on the Duke Vasif? That's what I don't understand. Let's see that inside. My shnar shnei kvasim the mekatshei lechem u'ma'akvei. I understand this whole thing. If you're mekadesh, first of all, the mekadesh the lechem with the shechita we said before, and they're ma'akev, that it only becomes kodesh, and so on. My shnar shivat kvasim, the par, they leave. Why are they not mekadesh lechem? Why are they not ma'akev if they were linked to it? On my way, what do you mean, why? However, the only thing that the Torah pointed out, an intrinsic relationship between the two things, were the two kvasim that need to be waved alive together with the Shtei Halecha. The very fact that Torah singles out only those two animals implies that they are the ones that are definitive. Now wait a minute. The Korban Teda isn't waved. The Korban Teda, and there's no din of waving it together with the lechem or anything like that. And nonetheless, the lowus kuzel is epitufa. Nonetheless, you just got finished saying that they are makadosh the lechem. If something happens to the Teda that is makadosh the lechem, so it's not tnufa that's important. It's just the fact that the Teda puts together an animal with lechem that's brought with it. That's a good point. Yeah, but the truth is, in the question itself, I find the answer. Because the place where we find the Torah interrelating bread and animal is where? In a Torah. So, just like a Torah, ma'akev ke'Torah, ma'Torah shlamim, ma'apachanami shlamim. Maybe that's part of the whole idea. We never find an ola linked to lechem, right? So the Shivat HaKvasim, the Elim, the Par, why would they be linked to lechem? Nowhere in the Torah is there a linkage to lechem of an animal, except where you have a type of shlami, such as a teda. So over here, that what's unique about these two Kvasim is that they're also a type of shlami, albeit a very unique shlami, that they're kachikachim, and they're tzibur, but nonetheless they're a type of shlami by definition. Shlami involves why it's called shlami, remember the Gemara that Akiva said, that they have shalom lamizbeach and shalom to the violin. In other words, that we share it. Well, sharing is breaking bread together, right? So we break bread. That's the point. That's why it makes sense to say that the Zika of the Tnufa is not just a coincidence. The Zika of the Tnufa is in fact pointing out that the only thing that we could really link bread to are these two kvasim, because they are shlami. And bread links to shlami. Yeah, you know, that's all very nice. I mean, but it happens to be you're bringing a raya from a case in which there are no other korbanos. You're saying, well, the only case we find is a teda is linked to its lechem. How do you know that if you were chayav to bring lechem with a shlamim and an oila, that the lechem wouldn't be linked to the oila too? If you want to bring me a raya, what you'll have to show me is a place where there are also other korbanos. There's also eilos, there's also chatos, and the only one that the lechem links to is the shlomi. But you can't bring me a raya from a teda where the only korban I'm bringing is a shlomi. I mean, obviously, what's the lechem going to be linked to except what I'm bringing? But over here, I'm bringing shlomi and eilos. Why can't I link it to the eilos? I'm getting very suspicious of that.
Bringing from
Oilot
and
Shlomim
at the same time.
Yeah. So who's to say it won't be? The Torah says Shibat Kvasim for Oilot and Shnei Kvasim for Shlomim. So why aren't they equally linked? That's because that happens to be an example that you have. You're going to prove to me because that's the other example that Mamela can't be linked to something else? Show me where there are other karbanos that it isn't linked. Then I'll say, oh, then you're making a good point. Says the Gemara, I'll show you. Let's just see that inside. Midami, what's the comparison? Awesome, like a zivich zvachim acherim ba'adei. Over there, you don't have any other karbanos that are being brought with it. How could the ikas zvachim acherim ba'adei link to shani v'ani? If you're bringing kvasim and erlos, you're bringing kvasim and shlomi, and you have lechem, who's to say that the lechem isn't just as linked to the kvasim and erlos as it is to the shlomi? Okay, I'll show you.
How about an El Nazir? When I'm bringing an El Nazir, I also have to bring all the other Kabbanas of the Nazir to be Matur. And yet Pharisees, the Lechem that I'm bringing with all those Kabbanas is only linked to the El Nazir, which is a Shlomim. Ha ha ha. So that shows you that the only carbon that bread will link to is Shlomim, even if you've got other Kabbanas with it. Okay, it's no different than the other one. Ma El Nazir. Even though you do have other zvachim that are being brought by the nazir, nonetheless, shlamim the mekadesh. It's only the shlamim, the ayil, that is the mekadesh leka. Mili achrini lo. None of the other korbanos have any impact on the leka. Halchanami lo shna. No different over here. You may be bringing Shivat Kvasim, Shnei Eilim, Apar. They have no impact on the Lechem because they're not Shlomi. Yeah, well, it's nice, but how do you know it's true over there? Maybe you're wrong over there too. How do I know that what you said over there by El Nazir wasn't based on the same misapprehension that you had with Gabi Torah and Lechem? No, but there's a posse. Hasimi Nolan Tanya, the Esa'ayu Yaseh Zevach Shlomim Hashem Al Sal HaMatzot. Malamik Chisal HaMatzot Bachovala Ayah. This is the Farish over here. That the Torah links the Ayah to the Sal HaMatzot. And it means that the Shvit of the Ayah is Mekacha. And therefore, Lepitha Chavta Shalom Ishman. Loko Chalef. And none of the other Kabbanas are in any way connected to the Lechem of the Elnas. Tan Rabbanan. Shtei HaLechem HaBa'ot Bifnei Atzman. Now, this is interesting. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says that the kvasim and amahak are the lechem. If you don't have any kvasim, you bring the lechem. What's the dinner of lechem? I mean, we said that the kvasim are the matir of the lechem. Everybody seems to agree to that. We said that they could be huskakus, as I said. So if I'm bringing it nonetheless without the kedus, and Rabbi Akiva based that on a kvasim, what's the status of the lechem? Is it being brought? Is it a kosher carbon? Is it a kohanim eat it? So, if, according to Rabbi Akiva, I bring the shtei lechem if they atzman, says in the Braisa, you know what? Yunfu, you do the tnufa on the shtei lechem itself, because the shtei lechem, being chametz, is not brought on the mizbeach, it's just munach in front of the mizbeach. That's really the only hakarav that we do of it. And then, you know what? To ubar tzuratan, to ubar tzuratan always means wait until they become pasul b'meisah, and then v'yetzu l'beit ha'sreifa, and then burn it. So in other words, it's not eaten. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. Manavshach. What's supposed to mean? Ilachila ha'kin. Look, if the halacha is that the shnei halachim habaot b'neatzman do not require the heter of the kvasim to eat, so why aren't they eaten by the kohen? And if you're saying, well, no, they in fact need heter. Okay, so then if they don't have a heter, that means that the Torah is saying up front, bring the shtei lechem and burn it. So why do I have to wait until it becomes nicer? I mean, there are many korbanos. The Torah says, bring it and burn it. I mean, I have all the power of Yom HaKippurim. Bring it and burn it. Okay, so that I don't wait till after Yom Kippur. I don't wait till I burn it on Yom Kippur. There's anything over here, no? So then why do I have to wait until it's altar? Why don't I burn it immediately? What am I waiting for? Oh, my Rabbi says, Rabbi, the truth is that the ikar adin, it should be eaten. The olam la'achila atel. Torah didn't say bring the shtei. Torah didn't say bring your shtei alechem in order to burn it. Torah said bring the shtei alechem and it's matir itself. There's no question. However, we make a gzera, Shema yizdamnu lehem kvasim l'shana haba'a. Suppose the next year they're bringing the kvas, they do have kvasim, they're bringing the shtei alecha, and they say, hey, you know what? Eshtakad lo akam alechem below kvasim. Last year we didn't wait for any kvasim, we ate the lecha. So, this year let's do the same thing. V'inu akshav nami necho. The inu lo yade, and they won't realize the eshtakad. Last year, the reason they were able to eat the shtei lechem without the kvas, because there weren't any kvas. And the Torah said that if there aren't kvas, then bring the lechem anyway. So over there, lo have kvasim, inu shayu, nap shayu, the kvasim, other lechem is matzah itself. But hashtag yikah kvasim. Now that there are kvasim, then the Torah links it to the kvasim, kvasim with the shari lehu. And now if they're going to be eating the lechem without the kvasim, they're going to be eating the lechem be'isr, because it wasn't yet nitr l'kayani. So because of that gzeira, we burn it. But if that's the case, you're not allowed to burn it. I can't burn something because of gzeira. So you have to wait until it's over tzuras, and then you have to burn it because it became nosar.
This is
there on the table, on the Kohanim? Okay. Even though we take on him and so on, that's in order to do things, not in order not to do things.
In the normal thing, the
Shtei Lechem is never eaten? Shtei Lechem is always eaten. But it's always eaten after the Hakrava of the Keves, after the Zikas Dam of the Keves.
So
this year there was no Keves. So Rabbi Akiva held, if there's no Keves, you bring the Lechem anyway.
There were no
Kvasim, you still would have eaten it. But we're making a Gezerah that if we allow you to eat it without Kvasim this year, next year you may eat it even with Kvasim before the Zrika.
Not that you won't bring them again.
No, of course not.
You'll eat the Lechem.
After the Zrika Zadam of the Kvasim. Yeah. Omar Rabbah says, Rabbah, I can prove it to you that this is right. That mi'ikra din is supposed to be eaten. You know why? Because it says in the Mishnah in Shkolim, it's non, Omar of Yehuda, hei ben buchri b'yavna, kol kohen sheshokel eino chotei. Famous Mishnah, ben buchri said in Yavna, any kohen that wants to give the matzah hashekel, there's nothing wrong with it. Even though the Torah says "Kolo over alaf kudim," and the Kohanim were not over alaf kudim, the benefit of the malah, we know Shevet Levi was actually counted only from 30 days old. They weren't counted from benesrim shana. Nonetheless, it's not a problem. Omala Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, my friend, you got it all wrong. Kol kohen she'eino shokel chotei. The other way is the right way to say it. If he doesn't give it, then he's a chote. You know, it's the Kohanim who thought this whole thing up to try to figure out a way to get themselves out of having to pay. A Kohanim, Dorshim, Mikra, Zelatzman, they figured out a way to pocket themselves from the Machzah Shekel. What's their drush? They kind of like this. How could we be chayev in the Machzah Shekel if it says in the Torah that Kohen Chat Kohen Kalil Tihyeh Lo Teachel, then a minchas kohen has to be brought entirely on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat it. Now, if we accept that the explanation of kol over alaf kudim doesn't mean literally this person was meant to be over, it means the age in which you're over alaf kudim. And we are chayav. So then what happens? We pays our money, and what's done with the money? They buy the shtei lechem. But then the shtei lechem becomes a minchas kohen. Said it's not allowed to be eaten. Must be a reporter from the truma. Right? That's their drush. So all of the things that are being brought from the truma talishka, which is this taken from the matzah shekel. So if shalonohein, if we have a chelik in it, eich me'achalin, how are they going to be eaten? Must be that we're not supposed to give the Matzah Hashem. Now, notice that they mentioned the Shtei Lechem, says Rabbi, right? Okay. Ask yourself, which Shtei Lechem are they talking about? How many Shtei Lechem have you done? Are they talking about Shtei Lechem that is being brought together with Kvasim? Shtei Lechem that is brought with Kvasim is no different than a Taina that is being brought with its lechem, right? Are you trying to tell me that a toda of a coin isn't eaten? That's ridiculous. The lechem of the teda isn't called a mincha. It's just the lechem of the teda. I mean, so then the shtei lechem will be the shtei lechem of the kvasim. It won't be a mincha, man. So if it's not a mincha, what would they be timing? Ella, you know what we're talking about? Let's see that inside. Ilema baba'otim ha-zevach. Are we talking about that they're being brought together with the zevach? You're telling me that a Kohen is not menadeh that Korban Torah and a lechem? Come on. The only case in which you could, by any stretch of the imagination, made this drasha about the Shtei Lechem is where it's ba'ot b'fnei atzmah. I'm bringing the shtelachim as their own. I brought in their own, so then they're a type of mincha. Vikatani, and what was Ben Bukri's drasha? Hey, Nechalin, how could they be eaten? Amalachil it is. You see that mikra didn't it's supposed to be eaten. So why are they being burned? They're being burned because of the gzera. See? 100% that I'm right. Amalei Abaya, no sir, you're not right. Liolam beba'odim azeva. It's talking about that it's normal shtelach being brought with the kvasim. What's your question? Can't a Kohen bring a carbon tzeda? Of course a Kohen can bring a carbon tzeda. Why would the lechem of the tzeda be called a mincha, for God's sake? It's not a mincha. But the shtei lechem is called a mincha in the tzeda. So what's the comparison? Shtei lechem equal mincha, shema ba'akribchem, mincha chadasha la'ashem. It says, beferish, it's called a mincha chadasha, and therefore it doesn't matter who's being brought with the shtei. Trusting. Right. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Sorry. Me ikra, then they're supposed to be burned. It's not exactly. So Srefa asked. The reason you ask, if it's a Srefa, why don't we burn it right away? I'll tell you why. Because I have time most of it will be changed to from Kachim beyond. You don't burn Kachim on Yantif, because you know, what's the Tzarek like on that? It's burning. On my Bible. What do you mean? That's, you don't burn kachim and yantif that became possible, because that's not the mitzvah. It's just, what are you going to do with it? It's possible. But if you're telling me that I'm only bringing the shtei alechem in order that it be burned, that means that the Torah said, bring it to be burned.
But that's not the mitzvah, that's a gezerah.
No, he just said it's the mitzvah. So how could the mitzvah and the kach was rafino? Why is it any different? We didn't have that parvaser of Yom Kippurim. What are you going to say? I shouldn't burn the parvaser of Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, because after all, I should wait till after Yom Kippur. I mean, the whole reason I'm bringing it is because that's the mitzvah. So if the Torah says to bring the shtei alechem for that purpose, to burn it? Elom Rav Yosef, I'll tell you what the deal is. Ikra din, it should have been burned today. Why are we waiting until it's over to Ratan? We're afraid if we burn it, what happens if all of a sudden somebody comes running into the basement and says, wait, I found some kvasim! We can bring kvasim to kitchen. Oh, gosh, we just burned them. Isn't that awful? So we don't want you to burn them, and therefore we say, to ubat suratan. Oh, come on, so then why would we have to wait till the next morning? I mean, you're telling me we need to ubat suratan. You should say, Tainaf Kozman Hakravatan. As long as we can be mark of it, we shouldn't burn it. So let's say, till the Tamek Shobain Arbaim, Rashi says. Or till Lila, Taisa says, because Taisa brings a riot from the case of Rosh Chodesh. We're over there. If you find out, even at the last minute, even after that Kravatan Arbaim, that it is Rosh Chodesh, I'm your agent. So the gabe, the din of the seaboard, bringing the carbon, we're deis at the halacha not to bring anything after the hakrav of the tamei shobein arbaim. That's just an asay. You're supposed to bring it al ha'ilah of the boker, he ha'ilah. So therefore, it must be until the laila. But certainly, there's no point in waiting till the morning now, is there? And why are we waiting till the morning to ubar suratam? That doesn't make sense. So lebata hachi, immediately after that, the safino. It should be burned. Well, Enochinami said, Rabbi Yosef, when it says to Ubar Suratan, which I, yes, that has come to mean in all of our minds, wait till the morning when it is no longer suitable. But that's because normally, no sir, is wait till the morning. I mean, here to Ubar Suratan simply means to Ubar Surat Hakravatan. Wait until it's already post time in which you could deal with the Takraba properly. That's all that it means. Rava says, look, I agree with Rava, except that Rava's completely wrong. I agree with Rava in the sense that it's Lachila Asim. Yes. I agree with Rava that it's Xera, because maybe next year we will have the Kvasim. Yes. But not because of his Raya from Ben Bukhri. It's actually a Pusik. Miyama Rabba Minami Allah. You know what it's based on? Based on a pasuk. It says, Miboshvotechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa LaHashem. It calls it Bikurim LaHashem. So it's comparing it to Bikurim. Ma Bikurim Bifnei Atzmam Avshtei HaLechem Bifnei Atzmam. The raya, in terms of Rabbi Akiva, that they're not linked, the kvasim, they're not ma'akim, the lechem, is that they're compared to bikurim. Bikurim aren't brought with any karbanas. Bikurim are just brought as bikurim. You bring your fruits up and so on. That means the shtei alechem is a type of bikurim, essentially. And actually, it begins the tkuf of the bikurim. The first thing we do, we bring the shtei alechem, and then we have now the months of bringing bikurim. That's why Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim.
So it's a mincha
and yeah, well, I mean, elements of. I mean, it's a literal
element. Elements of both.
Right? Yeah. So just like bikurim come on their own, the shtei alechem comes on. However, that itself implies uminah. From the same pasuk, you'll have to reach the further implication that ma bikurim la achila, just like bikurim, which come on their own, are given to the kohen for eating. So avshtei alechem nami le achila. Shtei alechem is also brought for eating. Why then do we wait until it becomes nicer? And the point is, we really do have to wait until it becomes nicer. It's also to burn it because it's right about here. Because of the gezeira, that I agree with Rava. What's the gezeira? Next year we may end up eating it before the matzah. But mi'ikra din bikurim rabbayim shtei alechem rabbayim b'fnei atzmam are no different than bikurim, and indeed are meant
l'achila.
No. But, I mean, this is a form of bikurim. It's the first of your wheat that's being brought into the span.